It's the Pinky the Pig Show. Okay, it's me. It's Pinky the Pig. It's time for our show. Today is Thoroughly Terrific 7-Minute Thursday, and I'm here with my most excellent friend, Mildred the Cow.
Hi, Pinky. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Wonderful. What's going on?
Mildred, I am so excited. Tomorrow is December the 1st.
That's right. Are you excited?
Yeah, it's almost December. It's almost winter.
It feels like winter.
Yeah. Well, technically, winter doesn't come until December 21st. I never really understand that one because, Mildred, here's the thing. It's the winters, the days are shorter. And in the summers, the days are longer.
That is correct. And it depends on which hemisphere of the earth, north or south, that you live in that determines which season you're in.
Yeah, because the earth is tilted. It's supposed to be tilted, Mildred.
I realize that.
Yeah, so it's tilted. So when it's going around the sun, it's not a perfect circle shape like an egg. I know I've told you this before, but it's somewhat redundant.
Redundant?
Well, you know, I say it over and over again. You don't really have to, but perhaps not redundant, but repetitive.
That's okay. Go on.
Anyway. The Earth goes around the sun, and when it gets to the points, because the egg-shaped orbit, not circular-shaped orbit, it gets to the points, that's the solstices. Then it's either winter or summer solstice, depending on which hemisphere you live in. And now, since the Earth is tilted, that determines which hemisphere is going to get more sun because it has an angle towards the sun or not towards the sun. So, and now we're getting right to the tip of the egg, and that's going to be the northern hemisphere winter. And that will be on December 21st, and that's considered the very first day of winter. But why isn't that the middle of winter?
Well, that is a really good point, Pinky. I have asked that question also, and the explanation that I have been given is that, true, December 21st is the shortest day of the year. However, it takes the Earth a few weeks to register the lack of sunlight. So at that point, the Earth becomes colder and colder. So December 21st being the first day of winter, because it's going to get colder. So that is the explanation that I have been given that answers the question, why isn't December 21st the middle of winter instead of the beginning of winter?
Regardless, it's pretty much winter.
Right.
But I'm okay with it. I'm cool. Yeah, but I love it because then you have the changes of the season, and I like that. And some people complain about the cold, but, you know, they should just go live closer to the equator or somewhere where it's warmer.
Well, they might not have the means to just pick up and move, Pinky.
No, I know people that could, but they just want to complain. You know, some people just like to complain, Mildred. What's up with that?
Well, it's kind of just in their habit, and they get that low vibration just gets churning around them and within them and through them. And that's just the cycle that encompasses them. And then it's difficult for them to get out of that low vibration.
Oh, no, not me, baby. I have a high vibration. I look at the good side. I mean, yeah, this is my present moment of time. It's winter, okay? It's winter.
Yes.
And, you know, December the 1st.
Right.
30 days have September, April, June, and November. All the rest have 31. There's 31 days in December, and then it's New Year's Eve. And then, guess what, Mildred?
What, Pinky?
February is a leap year. There's a February 29th next year. It's going to be a leap year.
Yes.
Yes, I'm really looking forward to next year. And right now it's December and Christmas and Hanukkah is coming. It's a holiday season.
Yes.
And winter.
Yes. All right, Pinky, I have a beautiful poem here, an anonymous poem titled Winter.
Yes, please.
And it says, when the geese are flying south and the sky is gray, my dears, close your eyes and lift your nose. Listen with your careful ears. Feel the winter coming on. Hear it in the crackling trees. Note the crisping, quivering wind sharply snapping at their leaves. Feel it on the window panes, chilly glass on fingertips. Mark the biting of the air, heated breath on numbing lips. See it in the early eves, in the glowing sunset, where shadows of the naked trees rattle in the biting air. Watch the nuthatch and the wren. They know it is time once more to abandon careful nests, as they've done each year before. Let the frost rest on your face. Sense a shiver on your skin. See how pretty nature is when she ushers winter in.
Yeah, Mildred, that was beautiful. Yeah, okay, happy December.
Happy December.
I love you.
I love you.